What's up, champs? Welcome to another episode of the Short Shifts Fantasy Hockey Podcast brought to you by Keeping Carlson. I'm Lewis Ezekiel. Joining me tonight, my pal and yours, Elizabeth. How are you doing on this fine, fine Tuesday evening? We are recording as the Oilers are winding down in a tied game.
We are. So my attention is divided, if we're being honest. But you know what? It's a good night. And we have so much news. Like everybody else out there, I think we were all getting pinged all day long. So we have a ton to go through tonight. So I won't make everybody dwell on my Oilers tied games.
All right, well, we'll jump right into it then. Today is a very special day that is worthy of celebration. It is 1 month since the Quinn Hughes trade and the day after the Hughes Bowl. We just want to take a moment and look back. It is no big surprise that in the month since the trade, it has been a gangbusters offensive time for Minnesota. They have very much enjoyed having Quinn there, logging 25 to 30 minutes a night, 16 points in 15 games, one goal, nine assists in the last six games that he's played, just shooting the daylights out of the puck, and still getting some peripherals like he did before. So, you know, with that much time on ice, how could he not? And in the meantime, it has been a struggle offensively for Vancouver, as I imagine we expected. No big surprise, of course, because there were already many tools in place at those teams that obviously were going to lead to those types of outcomes. But it has, you know, the rich get richer for Minnesota. Lots of other big headlines. We're going to jump over to Columbus, where Coach Evason was let go. We got Rick Bowness brought in. Saw some initial lines today in a victory for Columbus. Looks like we saw Kent Johnson getting an opportunity next to Jenner and Monahan. Voronkov is reinforcing line three with Coyle and Olivier, and Sillinger getting line one time with Fantilli and Marchenko. Obviously, caveats apply always, but because they did go out and get the win in the first game of the new regime, you might expect that they will get another shot. But how about the outcomes?
Yeah, tons of great news here from the teams. Werenski and Jenner had multi-point nights. We had five jackets with points. Check out Charlie Coyle looking really good at getting points. We already mentioned Werenski, but he had a goal and two assists. Great night if you're a Werenski owner. We've got Ivan Provorov out there taking six shots in Tuesday's game. That's very exciting from a defensive player. These are definitely people who you want to keep an eye on, but you need to be watching out because we do have some bad news out in Columbus. We do have an injury, unfortunately. So we've got Denton Matichuk out short term. Hopefully he will be back soon. He's been getting really high minutes. In the meantime, like I said, Provorov looking really good, but he's already really high minutes as well. So just going to have to watch and see how things go. We've got Rick Bowness coming in. As you mentioned, he is a bit more defensive. So look for some of these defensive players to excel, see more of that lockdown style play, in my opinion.
All right. Another big piece of news, of course, came out of Tampa Bay immediately after scoring. Braden Point had his leg rolled up on by Cam York, who was sliding in low and tangled up with him. We saw Point throw his gloves off and grab his right knee immediately, and he was helped off the ice, wasn't putting any pressure on it. People have been anxious, of course, for updates all day. No update on his health exactly. He traveled with the team to Pittsburgh, and then later in the day, Cooper told us that we avoided the worst-case scenario. His season is not over, but he is week to week. You know, of course, week to week is a pretty broad stretch, but obviously worth stashing if you have the room. And if not, maybe you can think about making some offers to a team that is comfortably in the playoffs to start, you know, give them a good option, but give you something in the meantime to help you make the playoffs. But definitely tough news to those Point owners in week to week. You know, I would say anything under 2 months is week to week. So that could be a minute. That's me being pedantic. How did today's lines roll out, though, in Tampa with Point out of the lineup?
Yeah, Tampa's on a back-to-back. They were going for their 11th straight win, and small spoiler here, but they did get that 11th win, even with Point out of the lineup. So we did see a shuffle in the top six, though. So that top line looked to be Gensel, Paul, and Kucherov. And then that second line was Hagel, Sorelli, and Gonsalves. Gonsalves was looking like a really interesting option for this week. I think a couple people, maybe more than a couple, I saw him going two of my three leagues, picked him up as a streamer this week. I know we were having a bit of a discussion before this on if he's still as exciting on that second line. And we kind of agreed like maybe we wouldn't reach for him. But if you already have him, definitely someone to keep. But now you've also got Nick Paul moving up the lineup and he should get some more time while points out.
Yeah. And, you know, this was not an offensive fireworks show. They pulled off the win in the shootout, I believe. So only one goal during regulation and overtime. So we could certainly see this continue to shuffle around. I really prefer Gonsalves when he is dishing the puck to Kucherov or vice versa. I know that Hagel and Sorelli have been driving play, which, you know, is good news, of course. And, you know, we could see Gonsalves continue to be relevant, but he's super, super lineup dependent. You know, I can't, with just 10 minutes on the ice, he needs to be in the best possible positions. And any kind of downgrade makes me a little leery about him. So I think I'm a little more skittish. But, you know, like we said, if he's already on your lineup, no reason to maybe move on quite yet. But yeah, I wouldn't be holding on to him beyond his shelf life. One more big story. I think you should take the lead on this one because we had two big outjuries in Edmonton in a game that is currently in overtime. But don't look at it. I want you focused on the returns of Tristan Jarry and Jake Walman.
Yes, we've got Jake Walman back. I'm excited about this. He has been out since November 20th. He took a shot and was out for almost 2 months, which is crazy. It must have been a pretty big bruise. He had 10 points in 17 games this season, 3 goals on 23 shots. I know you noted that this is pretty high for him, but I am pretty high on Jake Walman myself. So I do think he has some interest here, some sneaky value if you're looking for a good defenseman. As an avid Oilers watcher, I have to say that I have been noticing they've been adjusting their play and their zone entries a lot lately. So if you watch closely, they tend to have a defenseman up now. And I think that could really benefit Walman, who is a little bit more offensive. So just something to watch for. But as always, I am slightly biased, so take that with a grain of salt. The other interesting news, and maybe more interesting and stealing headlines, is the goalie situation in Edmonton right now. We've got Jarry back, and while he hasn't played a lot for Edmonton yet, he has been pretty good out there. We've got Pickard, who has been our backup for quite a while, and he has looked good over the last little while. And of course, we have Connor Ingram, who came up and who has just looked amazing since his return. So there is a lot here to question and look at and see. There was a lot of discussion even between us the other day about, does Ingram get sent back down because he's still waiver exempt? Does he not? There is a very short period this week where he is still waiver exempt, but I think the Oilers are trying to tell us a story here by not sending him immediately down. I think they're going to run with three goalies for a while. I have no insight into that. That is just my hot take that I think they're going to run with the three and see what happens.
So I guess if I were a GM and, you know, we're in charge here, I feel like I would send Ingram down. He has been good. Obviously, he has had 7 starts with 5 quality starts and only 1 really bad start. Only 4 wins despite the 5 quality starts. But I don't know. I feel like you count on your offense to be able to carry you. You want to have Ingram available in case of an injury or maybe to be a backup in the playoffs. I think you're playing with fire if you carry 3 and then eventually have to send one down. You have to either assume that they are, you know, claimable like Pickard may be, or else, you know, you're taking a pretty significant risk to not have, you know, a decent third goalie available come playoff time, or maybe a second if the injury bug strikes.
Absolutely. And this is a team that has been to back-to-back finals. They know the clock is running out. They are going to have to make that push in the next year or so if they want to bring home that cup with this current roster, I think.
All right. Well, 3 big headlines out of the way, a lightning round of other injury, line, and hot streak info on the other side of the break. You're listening to Short Shifts.
every yard, every sack, every interception, and every touchdown. With Pick 6, DraftKings' newest game, every snap can turn into big-time payout. This isn't just watching the game. This is playing to win. Here's how it works. Pick more or less on two or more player stats. The better your picks, the bigger your payout. It's that simple. And here's the kickoff bonus. New DraftKings customers get $50 in Pick 6 credits with just a $5 entry on your first pick set. You know the game. Now make it pay. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN. Play just $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Make the call, ride the upside in partnership with DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus award is non-withdrawable. Pick 6 credits expire in 14 days. Terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Limited time offer.
Welcome back to Short Shifts. We are here for more news because, as we promised at the start of the show, today was a news-filled day. So first, we want to start off with some good news. We want to send some congratulations out. Morgan Geeky had exited Saturday's game for family reasons. We now know from his announcement that his wife Emma gave birth to a baby boy named Max. So congratulations to the whole family there. And then we also know that Chandler Stevenson had been out, but has been activated after missing time for the birth of his baby. So congratulations all around to these players. In other news, we also have another person out for personal reasons, Bowen Byram. He missed practice. This is something you might want to keep an eye on, but it doesn't seem likely that he's going to miss any time on the actual ice. So just something to be aware of that he has been out. And speaking of being out, let's bring it over to you in Pittsburgh, Lewis.
All right. So we have some outreach to report. Brian Rust returned today. As mentioned before, only one goal in the game against Tampa Bay and lost in the shootout. Rust returned right to his usual spot, top line with Crosby and Raquel. Meanwhile, Erik Karlsson was announced to be out at least 2 weeks with an undisclosed ailment per Seth Rohrbaugh. The D pairs today, Kulak, Letang, Wotherspoon, St. Ivany, Shea Clifton. So tough, you know, maybe not the best, you know, outcome for Tampa given the defense that they had out there. Letang, of course, getting elevated to the top power play. He assisted on a Malkin goal at even strength, which was the only tally for Pittsburgh.
Awesome. And I just want to note, we do have some breaking news out of Dallas. We know that Miro Heiskanen, another defenseman, has been pulled out. We will hopefully hear more on that, but something to watch for. And now to the proper team that you probably want to talk about today, Philadelphia.
Yeah, and checking in with our other Pennsylvania team, we have some potential outrees on the horizon. Bobby Brink and Jamie Drysdale may return Wednesday. Keep your eyes on game day tweets. Brink, you know, not super exciting, 20 points in 41 games, Drysdale right about there. But both players that, you know, you may have for a Wednesday game, something worth keeping an eye on. And then the Washington Capitals, victorious today. And then some significant updates for the Washington Capitals. Jacob Chychrun participated in the morning skate, but missed Tuesday with illness. Tom Wilson has been described as upgrading to contact. So that's a good sign. I think that Elon was smart to say that he's kind of the engine of the team this season. And as he goes, so do the Caps. They did come back and win in overtime today. Justin Sortif left Sunday's game after taking a puck in the face. He had been centering the second line. In his absence, Connor McMichael moved to center, and he ended up scoring the overtime goal. Those top six lines, Ovi, Strom, and Beauvillier, Protas, McMichael, and Leonard. Probably not any special interest in anyone in the bottom six over there.
Absolutely. And moving into some other outjury news, I've got more goalie news, of course. We are moving over to Ottawa for that goalie news. We need to talk about Linus Ullmark. He skated with the team Tuesday morning, which is very exciting news. He's missed a few weeks now for personal leave. Head coach Travis Green said he's been around the rink. He skated this morning, and all is positive as he's hopefully approaching getting back with the team. He has a 14.85 record this season with a .881 save percentage and 2.95 goals against average, so you know this Ottawa team wants him back soon. In other Ottawa goaltender news, we have James Reimer joining the crease. He signed a one-year contract, so expect to see him in the crease over there as well. Former goaltender Devin Dubnyk had this to say about his return, which I enjoyed, was, "I know he's kept himself in shape. I know he's been working and staying ready." So hopefully we see a lot of shuffling and a lot of interest over there in Ottawa as they get that goalie shuffle and get some new life into the crease. Reimer hasn't played yet this season, but last year he did play in Buffalo and Anaheim, and he ended the season with a 2.99 goals against average and a 0.897 save percentage. Just a note that Levi Merilinen was in net tonight and made 18 saves to help them snap their four-game losing streak. So things are already starting to look up over there. Moving to other goalie news, because I just can't help myself today. It's all about goalies. Aiden Hill could return as early as Thursday night to the Vegas Golden Knight crease. Hill has been out since October 20th. His record this year is short, but given that Carter Hart is out week to week, expect him to return in a big way. Holding down the crease right now is Akira Schmid. And owners like me who are holding him should be watching for news, as the starts in Vegas will slowly get taken away with the return of Hill, in my opinion. Hill had a very short start, as I mentioned, 1-0-2 to start the season. But the more interesting stat that he has is that in 5 appearances this season, he stopped 79 of 89 shots. So hopefully when he's returning fully healthy and looking really, really good. Take us over to another concern that we might have, though.
Yeah, he was brought up on the Mega Show, but as a Norris owner, I just wanted to check in and point out a couple new items. First, that's another scoreless outing versus Florida, gives him 1 or 0 shots in 7 of his last 10 games. And while he does have 3 goals and 11 shots in that span, 2 were empty netters. Norris hasn't beaten a goalie or really often attempted the feat since December 21st. Still getting, kind of looks like a third line these days with Doan and Osland, the latest lineup. Still getting that power play one time, so not necessarily time to jump ship yet, but certainly has not been the dynamo playing next to Tage Thompson that we hoped he would be when we saw him coming out of the preseason and then, of course, instantly being injured and having it derail that progress. And then I know you picked out a couple hot streaks for us here. I'll cover one in the middle. Why don't you take us around the ends?
Absolutely. So let's start out in Montreal. And I do want to preface a few of our hot streaks were mentioned on the Mega Show, but they're so lowly owned in Yahoo that we had to mention them again, just in case you missed it. So starting out with Alexander Texier in Montreal, he has had 8 points in 4 games played. He's only 13% owned in Yahoo. He's playing with Nick Suzuki and Cole Caulfield. He's getting power play 2 time. I think you need to take a look at him if you're looking to stream somebody in and that Montreal schedule works for you. I also have to do an honorable mention in Montreal to Yurov Slavkovsky with 8 points in 5 games played. Unfortunately, he is 88% owned in Yahoo, so your odds of getting him are a little bit lower.
All right. And then over in Boston, a nice showing from Murat Khusnadinov with 7 points in his last 4 games. Tonight's action not included. Just 5% owned in Yahoo, but he's getting time with Elias Lindholm and David Pastrnak, although not getting time on that Boston power play. But certainly an interesting option. Center only, so can sometimes be a little tough to get into your lineup, but worth a look if you can fit in some Boston games.
All right, and I'm going to take us over to Detroit for our next hot streaks. I don't think that'll be a surprise to too many people who are following along on how Detroit's been doing. But we've got James Van Riemsdyk with 7 points in 4 games played, 2% owned in Yahoo right now. So definitely take a look if you are looking for somebody. He's playing with JT Compher and Lucas Raymond. He's getting power play 1 time. Definitely someone interesting to look at right now, depending on what your category is and scoring system is. Also in Detroit, we can't overlook Andrew Kopp. I know he's been looking good for a few weeks now, but 6 points in the last 4 games played, 8% owned in Yahoo, playing with DeBrincat and Kane, and he's getting that power play 2 time. Very interesting options from a team that is doing fairly well right now. But of course, we need to preface, these are all low owned for a reason. You're joining them on a little bit of a roller coaster here, so they can be volatile but fun if you're in on the hot streak, but watch for them to slow down.
It's hard not to like Kopp when you see him bury an overtime goal with a beautiful pass from DeBrincat like he did. I'm pretty interested in Kopp. I know that the Red Wings were shut out today. It was a very nice effort from Boston with a 3-0 win. But yes, I think those Detroit players are worth keeping an eye on. Still plenty of scoring in the Motor City. And Elizabeth, that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for joining me on this sprint through the news. So many stories, tons of injuries and outcheries, some very exciting birthday news. Just awesome work. Thank you all for joining us. If you enjoyed our show, please consider joining the Keeping Carlson Patreon group, keepingcarlson.com/patron. Super supporters receive ad-free episodes, and you can interact with Brian, Elon, the Short Shifts crew, and hundreds of other talented fantasy managers on our active Discord server. Check out gamedaytweets.com to get all the best info from X without having to find it yourself, including team-by-team, searchable tweets by player name, all of the most reliable sources, Elon and Shams curate the heck out of that feed. Visit that site and the other great sites we use to research our episodes with at Yahoo, Frozen Tools, and Natural Stat Trick. Our intro and outro music was created by Pat Roach. Until we see you next time, happy birthday, Elon! And keep your shifts short.